Jarrett Richards comes off the DL to make his first start since April the 5th for the Angels, and he's looking good early on against the A's.
A called third strike. And that one there is waved at and missed.
He'll launch one out toward left field, toward the corner. Racing back is Matt Joyce. At the wall! Gone! Big fly for C.J. Krohn! Halos are back on top.
That is a liner that's going to drop in fair and roll down in the right field corner. That ball gets away now from Pinder. The Angels are back on top, 7-6. So here's Revere to pinch hit. And it's sliced into left field, diving in and not catching the ball is Joyce. It's now 8-7. Paredes now has no room for error. Bases loaded. And it's a fly ball that's hit right near Trout. He squeezes it and the ball game is over.
With the win, the Angels improve to 72-67 on the year. They overtake the Twins by a half game for the second American League wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Mike Socia.
Stuff looked great. I thought he used all his pitches. Had his two-seamer going, a lot of life on his fastball. Threw a really good curveball to strike Olson out and threw some good sliders, too. So he looked like he didn't skip a beat.
Did you think he got a little fatigued at all at the end of that? Or?
I thought he was holding up okay. You know, he just got a little slider up to Pinder for a double. But outside of that, he still looked fresh.
Micah, I'm guessing these are draining games, but you're coming out on top of these games in extra innings and finding a way, everybody doing a little
something. Well, I mean, our offense has been really picking us up these last week. And, you know, we need to do a better job on the mound. You know, it's going to be tough to reach our goal unless we can get to a certain point of the game. We had this game on our terms probably three times and couldn't hold it. So, you know, I think that, you know, hopefully these guys will settle in. You know, they've had some rough starts this week. But our bullpen picked up big, great job getting out of the sixth inning from, D. Guerra and Noah Ramirez. Those guys kept runners off the board in that inning to get out of it. So our bullpen is still picking us up.
Ben Revere's crucial pinch-hit single in the 10th inning off Blake Treinen helps the Angels to their sixth win in their last eight games.
No, I'm happy to be 7 years deep in this. No, thanks, IP. But no, I'm grateful to be in this game for 7 years. And, when I was young, I'd be almost crapping my pants a little bit, but got to go out there and just learn, how to become, reserve player, bench player. And I had learned that last year, and some of the guys, come on up and was doing those roles. They kind of brought me in, so this is going to have to do in case you be in this role. And, the whole time I was ready until they called on me. And, they the man upstairs, he let one drop a little bit because if he caught that, I would have been in the locker crying. So.
Well, how much are you, can we say, enjoying how much there's on the line with each pitch pretty much every game?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's tough to beat these teams like this. I've been on there where, you really ain't playing for nothing. You should go out there having fun, and they got great prospects over there that should go out there and compete. And, it seemed like we get a lead. They come on back, But, it's this team, it's just fights. And I know that we're battling for the wild card spot. Got a lot more games to go, and hopefully come in time, hopefully we punch a ticket to it.
The Angels will try to sweep away the A's at the Coliseum on Wednesday when Tyler Skaggs makes the start.